com。
It's Friday, and we want to know what's on your mind. A couple of questions in the normal or nuts category for you to ponder today. But by and large, it's a great opportunity to just let us know what's on your mind. That's what the program's all about, and Fridays we sort of just let it rip, folks, right here on the program. I'm Scott Henin. Steve Bakken is somewhere between Williston and Bismarck,
But not stranded anymore. Charter issues last night. I had to come up to Williston to MC the API Petroleum banquet last night. Great event from an energy standpoint in North Dakota. All the movers and shakers were here. Great event last night that was put on by the API board. And went out after the banquet last night, went to start the vehicle, and the radio station vehicle, click, click, crap, I think the starter's out. And the starter was out, so called around. Did you know that it's about 3 weeks to get service done on anything in Williston these days?
Are you saying you're going to be a resident of Williston for 3 weeks? Is that what you're telling us?
That's what I was kind of thinking, which I love Williston, but I kind of have some other things I'd like to do. Got a hold of Basin Towing this morning. We got her started. Got her cranked up and banged away on the starter and got her to catch and turned over. So now the truck's going to be running until we're done with the talk show and I get back to Bismarck. So, but thanks to the guys out of Basin Towing, Shane and the guys at Basin Towing in Williston, saving my bacon this morning so I don't have to become a resident of Williston for about 3 weeks. But obviously there just aren't enough mechanics in Williston because, you know, 3 weeks to get some service done for something as simple as a starter, apparently there's nobody that needs a job as a mechanic around the state of North Dakota. So anyway, thanks to the guys over at Basin Towing for saving me this morning. So
there you go. Here's the telephone numbers today, by the way, to join us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Next hour, special treat, we have Bishop David Kagan of the Catholic Diocese of Bismarck and Bishop John Fulda of the Catholic Diocese of Fargo, who will be here to talk a little bit about the news-making comments of Pope Francis recently. His comments in a pastoral letter have actually pretty much anything that Pope Francis says makes news these days, and there's quite a fascination in the news media about his commentary. I think mainly because the news media, by and large, sometimes can be viewed as, in my view, anti-Catholic, and they see Pope Francis as being sort of a change agent within the church, and I think the media likes that, so he's become a bit of a media darling. But some comments he made recently about capitalism have sparked a round of criticism from some conservatives, and we're going to talk a little bit about that with the bishops today. Welcome your calls, questions on it as well, and I'm looking forward to that topic. I find most often that the news reports about the comments of the Pope are a little bit different than than his actual words. But we're going to dig into it a little bit today and welcome your opinions on it and questions for the bishops. In the first hour, however, it's a normal or nuts Friday, and Steve and I usually bring a normal or nuts question to the table each day. Mine is this. It was sparked last night by running into a nativity scene. And it reminded me of a nativity scene we had in our house when I was growing up. And I started thinking about this. You know, you see these giant Santas, Frosty the Snowman. Have you seen these big snow globes now? They're kind of the rage, you know, the snow globe. But the reindeer, the massive Clark Griswold-like Christmas lights displays. But is it me? Or is it the nativity scene sort of a dying breed as a Christmas decoration in homes? I took a picture of this, put it up on Facebook, asked that question, and some folks claim they're hard to find. And I want to ask this. Are nativity scenes more rare today than they used to be? It seems to me they are. Now, maybe I'm the nuts one, but I think it's perfectly normal and quite honestly worthy of Christmas accolades to have your Christmas nativity scene up these days, but it seems to me there's less and less of them. And maybe I'm wrong. You tell me. But why are there not more nativity scenes out there? Is that not the perfect and very normal Christmas decoration at your home? Tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I hope folks are not intimidated by the political correctness. I see Florida has a little debate going on now because there's a nativity scene at their state capitol, and the ACLU is warning that, okay, if the nativity display is up, that means anything goes at the capitol. So, you know, is political correctness scaring us? I don't know. What's on your mind today, Steve? That's my.
You know, as far as the ACLU is concerned, when there are legitimate problems, okay, thank you for helping out and pointing those out, but quit running around and looking for something to be a martyr about. There's no need for it. And I, anyway, I digress. One of the stories I'm following, an ex-Oaks principal threatened to rip the head off a student and spit down the hole. Which you think firsthand, oh my gosh, what's going on in Oaks? I'd like to commend this principal. I really would. An internal investigation was started after the longtime high school principal and activities director in Oaks threatened a student with violence in front of a classroom and then went to the student's home two times without permission, according to a memo from the district superintendent. Don Warren submitted his resignation November 27th during a special school board meeting that lasted less than 2 minutes after the district opened an internal investigation. Now, earlier this week, Superintendent Josh Johnson said Warren's resignation ended the internal investigation. Johnson would not comment further on the investigation. Three incidents involving Warren and a student were outlined in the memo. And the first incident occurred on November 12th when student reported Warren came to his home looking for him, spoke with his father. A week later, the memo says Warren again went to the student's home after the student failed to show up for detention. Apparently, there was a truancy issue with this student. And then after calling out for the student by name and knocking on the walls, he left the residence approximately 10 minutes of time. The third incident reported between November 4th and November 19th was Warren was asked by a teacher to come to the classroom to help with three unruly students, one of whom was the same student in the previous incident, according to the report. Warren said the student asked the student to move across the room after the student stood up and grabbed the student's arm and told him to not disrespect you in front of the class. According to the memo, Warren then said told the student he would drop him like a bad habit, and I'm going to rip your head off and spit down the hole. Kudos to this principal. You know, I remember back when I was in elementary school and every teacher had a paddle and there were unruly students and I probably was one of them at times and you needed that discipline. You needed that sternness. There was no physical altercation here. And the first two things that popped in my head as I'm reading this article was two movies came to mind. First, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when there was a little truancy issue. And then Fast Times at Ridgemont High, when Mr. Hand went to Spicoli's house to make sure that he actually learned something. Gee, a principal that cared too much? A school administrator that cared about the well-being of his students too much? We need more teachers, more principals like this gentleman, not fewer, Scott. You know,
so what's nuts here in your view is
normal or not?
What's nuts in your view? In your view, what's nuts here, it sounds like, is that he resigned or that this is somehow controversial because he's going to the home, obviously, to find out why this kid is unexcused and not in class. And then when he encounters the kid in class.
Too much. Is that normal or nuts for an administrator to care too much about, you know, we've got all these arguments about Common Core and everything else going across North Dakota and higher education and K-12 education. Gee, an administrator that cares too much, and what happens? He resigns.
How about the comment? I'm going to rip your head off. I'm going to rip your head off and spit down the hole. What about that comment?
Tell you what, every coach I had from football and every sport I played through junior high and high school, at some point, grabbed me by the shoulder pads or grabbed me by the face mask. Nowadays, they would be fired for that. You know what? I needed to learn. I needed that discipline. That's part of the problem with society, and that's part of the problem with kids these days. There's no discipline. Normal or not? Should he have a job or should he not? Did he take it too far? Is it too normal or is it too nuts that an administrator or a school official actually cared enough about the well-being of a student to make sure that that student was getting the best out of their education and that student could be a well-adjusted member of society instead of somebody that's going to sponge off of some unemployment dole later in life because, I didn't get that, so I guess what? I guess I need a minimum wage job, which, hey, maybe they'll go on strike and raise that.
By the way, Marilyn says it's over the line. Tom says caring too much. Are you kidding? Charles says that's why he's the ex-Oaks principal. Sherry says, holy crap, he needs to be arrested. So some folks are piling on and not agreeing with you that he's caring too much. Tell us what you think, folks. Coming up.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off. Get the mud off. We've got the new de-mudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
The principal in Oaks, I agree with you guys. I think he cared too much, and maybe he's exactly what this kid needs, a father figure. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can weigh in by calling or emailing, rather, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. As I mentioned, some Facebook comments disagreeing. By the way, I'm in Steve's camp, too. I think the guy's guilty of caring too much. I think, you know, the easy way out here, he'd still have his job if he hadn't gone to the house, if he hadn't been aggressive in the comments. He cares about the student, obviously. And probably
shame on him.
Probably resigning because he realizes he did cross the line professionally. But, you know, what is he really guilty of? Giving a rip about the kid. That's unfortunate. Other normal or nuts survey question. Lack of nativity scenes out there. I don't see him. I don't see him. Why? What's going on there? You let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Full bank of calls, so let's get to it. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Say, I kind of had a troubled childhood. I turned out all right. I just wanted to make the point. Nobody ever threatened to tear my head off and spit down the hole in my neck. I think the guy way overstepped his bounds. He threatened violence on a minor. Not only that, but if you're threatening to rip somebody's head off, I think that could be considered as a death threat. You know, I understand what this guy did was probably with the intentions to correct this kid's behavior, but it's not going to correct the kid's behavior. He's going to take that as a threat to his personal safety, and he's just going to run with it. I mean, he's going to have a chip on his shoulder now, and how is that teaching this kid anything? You know, threatening violence on him, that's just not the ticket. You know, if he's that bad of a kid, he needs to be institutionalized, and he can learn his lesson there.
Brian, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brad in Grand Forks. Brad, what's on your mind today?
Morning, guys. It's good to talk to you. It's been a few days. I had some trouble getting some signal with the weather. But, hey, on this whole nativity thing, Scott, you know, I wanted to mention, I think part of the reason that people are, why we're not seeing the nativity scenes is because the bottom line is that the message of the gospel is offensive. You know, it's the Bible says that it's foolishness to those who are perishing. And if they remove Jesus and the truth of Christmas from the season, then they don't have to face their own sinfulness. They don't have to face their own wickedness, and they can just be happy that Santa Claus brings them presents. And as sad as that is, I really believe that that's where we're at, because if we don't have to deal with who we are, and the fact is and the truth is that we're all sinners, we're all fallen, products of the fall, and unfortunately, if we just remove Jesus and all reference to him, then we don't have to face who we really are and deal with the reason Jesus came to the earth was to save us from our sinfulness.
My take is, if we had one of those Google Earth photos of the Northern Plains, okay, and you could say who would be in the believer camp, I think we'd be lit up pretty good. Yet the vast majority of those are not. And I'm guilty. I grew up with a nativity scene out front, and we don't have anything out front. I mean, we do Christmas
right.
Lights in the windows and one tree. But I'm just saying, for all these different things that are out there, why are there not more nativity scenes? I happen to believe it's because we don't want to go out on that ledge, right? You see all this stuff about the disputes in the public square, and so we don't want to use our own public space to prompt that.
I think there's probably some truth to that, but I think the other side of it, though, is that there are a lot of believers that claim to be believers, but when push comes to shove, they're not willing to stand up for what they believe in, and sadly, that's the state of American Christianity right now, is we don't mind being a Christian as long as it doesn't cost us anything.
Yeah, if that's the reason, that's sad. Let's see if others agree with you, Brad. Appreciate the call. Sam and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good morning. So I just wanted to comment on this principal who resigned over there in Oaks.
Yes.
So here's my point. I'm a father of two boys. One of them's graduated out of college. The other one's on his way. They're individuals. You know, each kid has his own little deal that you can get to them with. So I always called it adjusting the bridle. And some kids, you got to slap them in the face. Not literally, but I mean, you got to get their attention. And as far as what he said to them, you know what? He's trying to get his attention. Let's get real. I'm sure a principal who's in good standing is really going to, make a death threat on a student. So come on, folks. Let's get real about it. Kids will test their boundaries by nature every day. That's their job. You know, when I was a kid, I tested my boundaries constantly. And if nobody stopped me, I'd just keep going. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. I think if you want to make a change as far as in the public, So here's what you do. $25 fine in cash to the parents for that unruly student for that day. $25 to the kid, paid by community service or detention, however you want to call it. And that's that.
I like it. I like it a lot. How many teachers had paddles when you were growing up, Sam?
All of them. I got paddled.
Exactly.
I got paddled several times.
And how many times did you deserve it?
Every time.
And are you a better person for it today?
You're doggone right. I know the limits. I mean, I respected my elders to the point that I could. But hey, if I thought I could get away with something, by gosh, I'm gonna test that boundary.
That's one of the things lacking in society today is discipline. Sam, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Kent in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Kent. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Good program this morning. I haven't got a whole lot to offer, but I'm really quite confused, Scott. I called into your show, which I love, a few weeks ago because in order to keep my VA benefits, I have to once a year go through the VA so I can get my medication. I'm a combat veteran, and I went in on a Friday. On a Friday night, I got a call from a doctor in Fargo that said you need to go down to the ER immediately. And, of course, St. Alexius is my hospital. And I called down there, and they would not see me. They told me it was too much money and whatever. I had to wait all night long sitting in a chair until 11:30 the next day to go to walk-in clinic to get my blood tested.
Right. And I remember the story, and if I recall correctly, St. Alexis said, hey, we messed up, we screwed up. Anything beyond that that's come of your story getting out there, Kent?
Well, no, it's not, because I just got a letter the other day, and they said that we're still reviewing it. And I said, well, you have it on record. I mean, the verbiage between us is there. Now, I don't want something for nothing. I'm not asking for anything, but I really don't want to see that happen to another veteran. And so 2 weeks ago, I am in close to Minneapolis. Yeah, I got an ear infection like I've never had before. It was excruciating. Couldn't even drive the car. Called back to Bismarck, and I said, should I go to Rochester? Should I go to St. Cloud? Should I go to Fargo?
Hey, Kent, do me a favor. Hold that thought here. We're up against the break. We'll get to you to finish that story when we come back. Tom and Jamestown waiting to go, too, and lots of emails and Facebook comments. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on an odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR. Or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
Wise up, load up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Also, if you'd like to leave it off air, call 855-200-1776. Just press 1. And if you'd like to get to our Facebook or our Twitter, any of our questions, we've got posted up there as well. If you'd like to weigh in on those comments, go to our website, whatsinyourmindradio.com. Once again, you can weigh in on the principal who resigned in Oaks, 701-258-0550, or your thought on nativity scenes, normal or nuts, that they're just not around anymore as frequently as they used to be, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go back to Kent and Bismarck. Finish up with your comments, Kent.
Well, thank you again. I appreciate that. I mentioned the fact that as a veteran, I could not get into St. Alexius in the ER because they said they did not have the money to do a blood test on me when the doctor in Fargo said I needed to go there immediately because I was going to have a heart attack. Well, 3 weeks later, by the way, I did not have a heart attack. 3 weeks later, I'm in Minnesota, and I called the nurse here in Bismarck and told her I had an ear infection so bad that I could not drive, and asked her where I should go, Minneapolis, St. Cloud, Fargo, wherever. She said, drive back to Bismarck, and she says, go to the ER at St. A's. I did that. I did not drive. My wife drove for 7 hours. We got to the ER at St. Alexius. We waited for 3 hours. She promised us we'd see a doctor. We never did get to see a doctor. And I just got the bill yesterday from St. Alexius.
My gosh. You, and for one, no way to treat a veteran. I hope this gets resolved for you, and your call, by the way, prompted other calls from other vets who've run into similar situations. The advice we've heard from most folks is just go. If you're in a situation like you're there, just go. Don't ask for, just get there, and if you're in need of medical care, whether you're under the VA system or not, get there and get the care, and they're, you know, legally mandated to take care of you. But unfortunately, you got some bum information, sounds like not once but twice. Kent, good luck to you. Keep us posted on how you get that resolved. Appreciate the call very much. 800-228-0550. Let's see. Tom, Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot for taking my call. I just want to comment on the principal in Oaks who resigned. And there's usually on a case like this, there's a lot that nobody really knows about or that it comes out later on. And sometimes it's picked up by the press and sometimes it's not. But I just want to focus on one thing. That principal was there 25 years. Oaks is a fairly big community. There were probably during that period of time maybe 25, 30 different board members that were involved in helping to evaluate him and critique him and everything else. He was there a long time. He probably did a tremendous amount of good for that community, for those students, going into the second generation after 25 years. And he maybe he lost his cool a little bit. Maybe there's more to it that's going to come out later on. I don't know. But, you know, that's the human aspect of this. 25 years, he's probably close to retirement. He's going to have a heck of a time probably getting a principal job now with this allegation hanging over his head. And, you know, people need to focus on that. Some of these kids and their parents are so out of control. They have zero respect for not only for school officials and teachers, but for cops, for any type of authority. And when kids can go on websites and get all sorts of information, if you are yelled at by your teacher, if your principal threatens this, or somebody says this, or and they can contact lawyers, and the lawyers can contact the families and threaten the school board to be sued. All these things go on nowadays that never used to. And we're trying to maintain order, not just for the disruptive students, but for those that aren't disruptive. And you know, it's almost getting to be an impossible situation at times. So I feel sorry for this guy. Maybe he made a big mistake probably by saying that. But it with the comments some of these kids can make and look you right in the eye and they know darn well you can't touch them. We're talking about people getting in, teachers getting in trouble for verbal abuse. They have the wrong tone of voice. They have the wrong volume of voice. And they're going to be in trouble. So I hope people that read this don't totally condemn this individual, and I feel sorry for him and his family.
Well, thank you for the phone call. I couldn't agree with you more. I would like to see some of the kids that whine, and I will say whine, about their situation today go back 20, 25, 35 years and deal with education and what I say was the right way to educate kids with discipline and making sure that they learned and saw what was going on. And hey, I think we're a better society for it. I'm a little fearful for next generation. Let's go to Tammy and Bismarck. What's on your mind today? Oh, we lost Tammy. Jim and Hazen. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone out here doing a little scouting for geese, but the nativity, a lot of people that do believe have kind of forgot the reason for Christmas, and I used to decorate my house with a lot of light bulbs and stuff, and I quit doing that. I put up the Star of David and the nativity, and that's it, and I think it looks just fine. So hopefully there's more people. We drive around, I think there's maybe five or six in the entire town that recognizes the birth of Christ. So anyway, thank you. You have a good day.
You agree with me, Jim, though there's less of it than there used to be? I mean, it's less and less every year that you're seeing nativity scenes or recognition of the real reason for the season. You
sure
agree with that?
Even a lot of churches don't do it anymore.
Yeah, where are the nativity scenes outside the churches? That's a great idea. Jim, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's see. Bob, Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for taking my call. On the principal, I think it's just so ridiculous to hear people say, defend this principal. He should be brought up on charges. Anybody in society who threatens another to kill them and tearing somebody's head off is going to kill them. You don't do that to children, okay? I don't care how unruly they are. The adults are supposed to be in control and set the environment, set the tone. And whatever the kid has done, whatever he has said, I don't remember hearing that he threatened to tear the head off the principal. This principal should resign. The teachers, the good teachers, should stay. The bad teachers and principals and administrators should go. I think Steve is so off base, and he's a violent man, a very violent man, if he condones this type of thing.
Bob, let me ask you this.
I can talk for hours about it. It's a terrible, terrible thing that you're talking about.
Bob, don't you think that a lot of the tools that educators, anybody in society, has been taken out of their hands because we have gone so soft in society, we've lost discipline, we've lost focus, what is that creating the next generation?
You don't fix a system by threatening a child. That's not part of the toolbox, Steve. That's
I don't
part
think
of the
system was
problem.
Broke 25 years ago, though. The system wasn't
25.
Broke 25 years ago.
Try 50 or 100 years ago, the whole system has been kaput, you know, and you put kids in the system and blame them for being victims of a corrupt system. This you don't have any right to threaten. Wait a minute now. You don't have any right to threaten somebody with violence. That's against the law, period.
Bob, let me ask you this. What should happen to that student? If that student is unruly, out of control, how do you correct that behavior then? Maybe the best solution is, well, you just don't fit in, so we're going to kick you out. Okay, what are you doing to that kid? What's the outcome of that kid? What is his future? Because nobody cared enough to grab him by the scruff of the neck and say, hey, you need to straighten out, you need to shape up, or you're going to have problems down the line. Well, gee, let him just have the problems down the line?
I think the part we agree on, Steve, is that the system is broken. It's creating an environment of violence and where the kids aren't being tended to. You cannot fix a kid by beating good behavior into him or threatening harm to him. The system has failed. The system is the problem, not the kid necessarily. All kids have problems, and all kids need certain attentions, but you never get that by threatening corporal violent actions against them, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right, Bob, appreciate your call. I mean, the one thing I would just inject here is I don't think anybody seriously thinks that this principal intended to do any physical harm to this student, right?
It's not a beating. And there wasn't any physical harm. It was posturing, and it was trying to get a point across.
Bob's correct.
And every teacher had a paddle. Every teacher, when I was going to elementary school, and even middle school, junior high school, they had paddles. You know what? It was the threat that they would use them, because guess what? They would. But how many times did they not have to because you knew they would?
I mean, the truth of the matter is, in today's society, this principle crossed the line without question. And I guess literally you could say Bob is right. He was threatening to kill him. But does anybody, you know, rationally think that that's what he intended to do? No. He was trying to straighten the kid out. Did he cross the line? That's a question. Or did he care too much? Dustin and Bismarck, you're next. Your take on this, on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
I kind of disagree with the previous caller, with Steve being a violent man. I agree to a point with Steve, but the thing is, if that was my son, I would be having, the principal would be getting a visit from me. You can't threaten a child, but the thing is, you know, you were talking about the nativity scene, too. It's kind of interesting, you know, in the schools, we can't, you know, there's no prayer in school. So when you have God leave the schools, kind of what do you expect? This is what we have now. I don't think the teacher should have lost his job, but he definitely had a lot to answer for from what he said. He probably, all the years of experience he had, he should have been able to deal with it in a better way.
That's a little difference between old school and new school. I think that's all it comes down to, is old school education, new school education. And I might even put it on a little bit to rural versus urban. You know, there's a little bit more of an old school mentality when you get out into the hinterland a little bit. And kudos. I think that's a good thing.
You know, it's funny. You know, if our military was trained with, you know, without, can you imagine going to our military and can you please do some push-ups? You know, if you can't do it, gosh darn it, can you get back in line? We'll try again tomorrow. You know, somebody's got to be willing to toughen up some people. It's not that big a deal.
Dustin, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We'll take a short little break here and get back to more of your calls, questions, and comments. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another segment on this. On a Normal or Nuts Friday, coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years.
Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On your mind, Friday edition. Where's that global warming, by the way? I'm not seeing much global warming out there on the weather map here. It's a chilly one, and wind chills.
19 below this morning in Williston as I'm stranded here. And thank you again to the guys at Basin Towing, Shane and the crew, for helping get the station vehicle started this morning when the starter went out last night after the banquet.
It is a chilly one. Back to the phones here in our final segment of this hour, and Amanda in Fargo is next year on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hi there.
Good morning.
We had an issue with our daughter at her public school where they would not discipline her no matter how much we asked them to discipline her. In first grade, she already knew when she was in a power vacuum, and when she realized that nobody else, her teachers or anybody had power over her, she just took it. And we met with principals and counselors and teachers, and they were getting to the point where they were referring us to Prairie. And so we bit the bullet, took her out of public, put her into private school. She tried to push her luck one time, and we haven't had a problem with her since.
She learned. It was the learning curve, wasn't it, Amanda?
It was. She knew that when we moved her and she tried her teacher one time, that was it. Her teacher was in control, and she never tried again.
You know, some kids need the discipline.
Well, and we asked them, we're like, if she crawls under a desk to be disruptive or just because she crawls under there, you have our permission to go under there and drag her out. Because you gotta do something here. And she's not, she's not a horrible kid, but she knew that nobody was in charge, so why should she bother to listen?
Amanda, is she a better kid now?
She is doing absolutely wonderfully.
And does she have a brighter future?
We haven't had a single complaint.
Because of the discipline.
Absolutely. She hated school because she never knew what to expect. She didn't know, she knew that whatever goes, whatever happens, happens. They tried to blame it on a perfect storm of a classroom of kids, and it was ridiculous. We got notes home every day. She's not listening. She's not behaving. She's disruptive. She's doing this. She's doing that. And I cannot tell you how many times we said, you just need to show her that you are in control. You are the adult. And they just couldn't do it.
Amanda, thanks for the phone call, and best of luck with your daughter. Let's go to Bob in West Hope. What's on your mind today, Bob?
Talking about the discipline and stuff like that in school, I could take myself back in the Voltaire days. That's a little town southeast of Minot. We had a teacher there called Lincoln Robinson, and every day or every beginning of every year of school, he had a new paddleboard. He would polish it all up and everything else, and he'd put it above the blackboard. And he says, the first one that gets out of line will be getting this across their behind. And that paddleboard was never, ever taken off that board throughout the whole year.
It's more the threat.
Yeah. And he also had a little coping saw hanging up there. He says, the best one in the class by Christmas time, the highest one that gets the best grades, will be getting that coping saw. I just about made it once.
Great story, Bob.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Leon Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Your caller, the lady, she makes an excellent point. And I just want to say that kids need structure. They need discipline. Or if not, you get the cotton-toed, mamby-pamby kids we got today with high self-esteem and very low academic performance. That's what you get. You get kids that when there's no respect for authority, forget about learning. Which is why I believe that our academic system today has been so dumbed down and the standards have been brought so far down is because our children do not know how to deal with an unstructured environment. So they are unruly. And the precedent set by one child in a classroom bucking authority, that has profound implications to the mentality of all of the children in that classroom. So you have to take the bull by the horns, and if he's going to try to set an example to be disruptive, you have to set an example to be the authority figure. I don't believe this principal went too far out of his way. My grandma used to say things like she was going to Rumpelstiltskin us, meaning I'll knock you into the middle of next week. Now, I never woke up a week later, you know, going, hey, what the heck happened? But it was, I mean, I knew what she meant. I knew she meant business. I mean, and she had a ton of sayings, but you knew that when you were at her house, you would behave. And so we were always on our best behavior. And that's what this principal was trying to do, I believe. And I believe that it's a detriment. It hurts our children to set a example by firing this principal. What does that do to the kids in that classroom when they know that, hey, if anyone in here touches me or says something I don't like or says something that makes me feel bad about myself, I can get them fired. I can get them sent to jail. I mean, it's just horrible.
Good call. Thanks for all the calls on this. Bishops Kagan and Fulda when we come back on Pope Francis' comments. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay any time between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social cookie decorating. Bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires. Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle. Live entertainment of the 502 restaurant and the big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.